Well, he grew up here. He came up through the ranks in terms of the U.S. freestyle team and, you know, made it to the C team and then the B and then the A and then ultimately won a silver medal for the United States. And I think, moreover, he was loved by the people here in Boise. He was a genuine soul. He lit up a room when he walked in. He didn't ever forget a name. He was genuine. He was the real deal. He was lovely.
That's great to hear. Obviously, an untimely death. The moments around when he apparently did take his own life, what kind of shockwaves did that send through the community?
You know, I remember being up in Garden Valley, Idaho, when I got the call. And it was from the television stations, and they wanted to get a comment from me. And I was so stunned, I couldn't provide them a comment. I said, just give me a minute. And, you know, Jarrett was living in Utah at the time, up in Park City. He spent his time there and then over here in Boise. And it was devastating. You know, he was such a light and such a talented young man. I think when we all step back and look at what happened to him, the perils of mental illness come to light. And there are, you know, when you do step back and you say, okay, what can we get out of this? I'm not sure we can get a whole lot out of it, but I do know our area benefited because there's now a hotline for people who are dealing with mental illness. And that in and of itself brought it to light and maybe has saved some other lives.
Is Jarrett Peterson the type of individual? He was on the global stage. Skiing is a global sport. He was well known nationally and around the world. Is his untimely loss the kind of thing that truly says this kind of thing can happen to anybody?
Oh, I think so. Brett, I think that he was at the top of his game. He was at the top of his game and he had a few slips, but then, you know, he'd always work his way back and would get back into the good graces of everybody. And so it can happen to anyone. And so I'm thinking, you know, if we can learn something from it, we need to have compassion and grace for our fellow human being. And maybe the media did play a small part in what happened to him because he had some hiccups and the media was all over it. But boy, more often than not, he just bounced right back.
On the slopes, he was extremely dynamic. He, in fact, invented the hurricane, if I'm correct there, and used it and still has a record for that total score for two runs. What can you tell us about him as an athlete and as an innovator in this sport that was really budding at that time as well?
Oh, it was thrilling. It was so thrilling, Brett. I remember going to the U.S. Freestyle Championships at Deer Valley in Utah and watching him compete. And it was when he was at the top of the run and about to compete, I think everybody who was cheering for him, their hearts were just racing. And he made it look so easy. He made it look so dang easy. But for him to pull off the hurricane so many times, it was confounding.
Good words there as we visit with Gretchen Anderson, former spokesperson for Bogus Basin in beautiful Boise, Idaho. And we're talking about the now late Jarrett Speedy Peterson, but we're also talking about this sport. I know skiing is a big part of your life, Gretchen. I grew up skiing.
Yes.
I'm not nearly as good as so many people I know, but it's not about how good you are. It's about getting out there and enjoying it. What would you say the sport, how are we doing right now as far as our growth and development specifically of freestyle aerials and freestyle skiing as a whole?
It's intact. We've got a great team coming up for these Olympics, and I think we're doing really well. You know, the claim for Bogus Basin back in the early aughts was that we were able to host a U.S. freestyle championship there at the mountain. And before that, no other local hill, quote unquote, had done that. And it's because somebody had to switch venues and they asked Bogus Basin if we could do it. And we had the facility. We had the freestyle jump and we had the moguls run. And so we were able to pull off a U.S. freestyle championship competition, and it had never been done at a local hill. So it was just thrilling to be able to do that here for the local people. And then, you know, fast forward to 2022, I think you can say that here in Boise and the surrounding area, the Treasure Valley area, we always watch the U.S. Freestyle Champion or U.S. Freestyle competition because of what Jarrett Speedy Peterson brought to the plate here, you know.
Indeed. So are you geeked up? Is the maybe you could speak on behalf of the skiing community, which is a grassroots community of skiers and outdoorsmen and people who just enjoy going fast or however they make their way down the mountain, whether it's on a board or skis or whatever. What's everyone thinking about Beijing as we approach 2022 Olympics?
Oh, we are. We're geeked up here in the Treasure Valley. Looking forward to it. It is a different situation there, you know, and people can't travel to go actually see the events, but we'll have the best seat in the house when we're sitting on our couch, I guess, but definitely cheering on Team USA. And I think that when it comes around every 4 years, you do get excited. You do want to trade pins. You do want to wear the hats that they are wearing at the Olympics, and you just feel for them. And there's so many wonderful stories in there, Brett, you know, of triumph, hardship and triumph. And Speedy Peterson was one of those, you know, he really overcame a lot of stuff in his life to be on top of the world stage.
I don't want to date us, but I believe I will. I'm talking about Gretchen Anderson, okay. Longtime friend from Bogus Basin, now mm-hmm. Pomerel near Burley, Idaho. You and I go back to, I want to say 2001. That sounds about right. When we first got to know each other a little bit, when I was working for a station, KBOI in Boise, and you were doing your Bogus Basin thing. Did you ever think that we'd be dealing with a global pandemic? Maybe you can just let us know how the skiing industry has been able to deal with that. Once you're out there, you are by yourself. I know that there's issues in lines when you're in a chairlift or whatever, but skiing to me, not unlike golf, has been able to persevere and allow for some activity based on its outdoor nature. How has skiing done as a whole during the pandemic?
Yeah, and you asked the question how the industry is doing. You know, the growth of snowboarding has helped so much in terms of the industry. And we're looking good. I think more and more ski resorts need to be more affordable and more accessible to people. And I think that's happening. And our former general manager at Bogus Basin started the trend, the $199 season pass, and that took off like wildfire around the country. And now resorts have some kind of version of that, or they have joined in on like an Icon pass or an Indie pass so that you can get many resorts for one low price. Last year, Brett, during the height of the pandemic, when we didn't have a vaccination for anyone, we had our best season ever. We had our best season ever. It's because people could make their car, their vehicle, home base in the parking lot, and they could get on the lift and they could be outdoors. And boy, was everybody cooped up and they wanted to be outdoors. So we saw it as a real win. Our cafeteria, our lodge wasn't crowded at all and wasn't filled at all, but people really hung out at their cars and then hit the mountain. It was wonderful.
I love it. It's so good to connect with you, you know, and help us remember the spirit and the legacy of Jarrett Speedy Peterson as we approach the 2022 Olympics and then talk about skiing and boarding and everything that's going on today. Is there anything we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure and say?
I don't know if you'll cover it, but Speedy got his nickname when he was just a little kid, and he wanted to try jumping. And I think he borrowed like a bicycle helmet to first do it. This story is like, you know, more than 20 years old from Jarrett himself and Speedy himself. And he fell in love with it so vigorously that he'd get in line to do a jump. He'd do the jump and then he'd ride the lift back up and he would cut in line to get another jump in.
Yeah.
And it was just, and that's where he got the name Speedy. Isn't that crazy?
That is fantastic.
It stuck with him. He was a delight.